I see. So, Carissa and you were taken by the Bandit Queen, and that led to her offering herself to them in order to spare you from the same thing. That's truly dreadful. I'm so sorry you had to suffer through such an awful thing. I've heard Maeve is a wicked woman, devoid of a moral compass. She must have taken great enjoyment in trying to break you. To break your love in front of you like that. It was more than that. What happened? What did she do to you? She tried to make you her personal slave by breaking you down? Is that why she targeted Carissa so fully? But when she couldn't easily break you or Carissa, she. Ravaged, violated to death before you. And all you have is that pendant. By the gods, I have no words. I'm so sorry. I know there's no bringing her back, but you need not suffer this pain alone. The pain won't fade simply because you share it with someone, but at least know that you're not alone. Sometimes it's easier just knowing that someone can listen, that someone cares. Screams, no monsters seeking to harm you. Just a lonely, widowed mother who knows all too well what it's like to lose someone she holds dear. Anyway, go ahead and finish bathing at your leisure. I believe the rain is letting up, and there's a place outside the burrow I want to take you, whenever you're ready. Is something the matter? Oh, I see. I was worried for a moment. You were staring so intently, I thought that maybe I'd done something or you needed me. Come along. We have a small journey ahead of us. You're awfully quiet, thinking of something. Oh, I see. Yes, I agree. It is rather different from a town, isn't it? Here, drink. I didn't always live alone out here. When I was young, I used to live in a small village away to the north with other demi-humans. It was secluded there, away from human settlements. Nice in its own way, I suppose. But I was drawn to the forest, the hills and the mountains, the streams. And there's something primal about it. Something that calls to us deep within our souls that can be found only in nature. At our core, we're all creatures of the wild, creatures of instinct. Human, Lamia, werebeast, anything beyond and in between. Our natural state is not one surrounded by walls, but out here, among the trees and flowers. Once I left the village, I guess you could say I found myself, naive and young though I was. Do I miss anything? Well, the beds were more comfortable, but I found it's better with company, regardless of where I lay my head. And I do suppose having access to healers, markets, and the company in general can be reassuring. However, there's still a quiet peace that surrounds you out here. Something that makes you feel free, somehow. Well, that's enough philosophy for now. Our destination lies up ahead. We're here. Hello, my darling sunshine. I've brought someone who has also lost someone dear to them. They are very kind and warm and sometimes funny. I think you would have liked them. I brought you a crown of flowers. So wherever you are, you'll know Mama's thinking about you, and that she still loves you very much. Goodbye, my sunshine. Yes. Yes, I'm all right. This is the first time I've been back here since I lost her. Until I heard your story, I couldn't find it within myself to come back, to move on. I knew it wouldn't be easy to face her grave again, but with you by my side, I felt I wouldn't have to feel the burden of that sorrow alone. My Sola never would have wanted me to live a life filled with sorrow and regret. And though I know nothing of Carissa other than what you've told me, I know she would not have wanted you to live with and carry that guilt and regret either. You and I, we're on this journey together. Two souls lost and adrift, awash in a sea of chaos and uncertainty. But every island begins with a single grain of sand, every mountain a pebble, every flower a seed. In this meadow, these flowers, they come back year after year, storm after storm, fire after fire. You and I, we'll grow back too. That's her pendant, right? Carissa's. You mean to bury it then? May she rest in peace, along with my Sola, and may we find our port in this storm together. Well, I suppose after all that, we should start heading back. It's not a long way, but I would like to gather some items for dinner this evening, as we travel this time. No pole, no nets, just my tail and a little tease, and the fish can't help themselves. A girl has to know how to get along out here. You know, you can stay with me for as long as you want, right? Well, you said before you were looking to go anywhere else than where you were when you left camp. Your village is likely in ruins. You don't have a lot of places to go, and I was just thinking to myself that I really enjoy your company, but I'm not sure if I ever told you. And I didn't know if you were aware that you didn't have to leave if you didn't want to. Am I asking you to? Well, I suppose I am, yes. I would like you to stay with me. I would never force you, of course. It would be your decision, but I have to admit to myself that going back to living alone in my burrow without you would be difficult for me. You know, I lived alone for a long time. But now, I realize just how starved for interaction I've been. Just having someone to talk to has done so much for me. Saying that I would miss you if you were gone would be a vast understatement. So, you wish to stay too? I'm so glad to hear that. You've made me very happy. When we get back to the burrow, we... Oh! My, my. Two for two. It seems the little fishies can't get enough of me today. Well, that's enough attention for my tale today, I suppose. Let's get going. Dinner is served. Fish, wild mushrooms with garlic, and roasted vegetables. Please, let me know how you like it. I'm glad you approve. I thought that, since we've decided to stay together for now, that we should celebrate with a good meal and something else special. This is nectar wine. It's said to have been created by mixing the drink of the gods with mortal spirits, or infusing the brew with supernatural energies. Regardless of the actual origins, I've been saving this for a special occasion, and this is good enough as any. Sweet, is it not? I've always liked sweet wines. I came upon this in a caravan that had been attacked some years back. No survivors, very little left, but this single vessel of wine was hidden out of sight. I've had it ever since, to treasured companions. Now, this meal won't eat itself. So full. That really was good wine too, you know? I can't believe we finished the whole thing. Shame on us for being so careless with such a nice treasure. Well, nothing to fret over now, right? You smell like campfire and wine. You smell almost good enough to taste, my darling housemate. My, my. Look at how flustered that got you. I never realized until now how fun you were to tease. Well, don't look now, but I certainly do have you in a rather compromising position, all wrapped up in my coils. Well, I suppose your arms are free, but I still have you. Oh, my, that feels so wonderful. I didn't know you could give massages too. So talented. Oh, so courteous of you. I cannot remember the last time I was treated to a proper rub. If you are so inclined, And there's a small bottle of oil I use for moistening my scales and skin over there in the cupboard. But do hurry back. You're making me very impatient. I'm beginning to think we should do this more often. I'm so tense and stressed. You think I'd have more time to look after myself, living alone, but... I can't find the time, usually. Careful. I'm a little sensitive there. The areas where the skin and scales meet are particularly aware of touch. Oh yes, that's perfect. Gently, like that. Your fingers. And they're so wonderful, the way you feel against my scales. Wait. Are you? I can smell your pheromones. You're aroused too, aren't you? Oh. Oh my.